This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome back to Joy Drive. You can follow us live because it's live at 5 at joy.org.au/live. She's a dazzling drag queen, a powerhouse vocalist, and a star from Drag Race Down Under. But there's so much more to Aubrey Have than what you just saw on screen. Raised in a small town in New Zealand, Aubrey moved to Australia to study musical theatre and ended up becoming a breakout drag performer with a deeply personal story. So she's with us now for a special Live at 5. It's all part of Joy's Radiothon. Aubrey, welcome to Drive.
Hello. Thank you for having me back. Love it here.
We love having you here. Now, you grew up in a small town in New Zealand.
I did. It was called Timaru, if anyone knows it. Sorry if you do. I'm kidding.
What was it like growing up queer in a town? What's it called? Timaru.
Timaru, yeah. When I was growing up there, I definitely was trying not to reveal that I was queer, even though I did a very bad job at it. It was quite obvious. I mean, I did musical theatre, so that already, you know, I should have played rugby. That would have been much better. But it was okay. It was definitely hard. I mean, it's a small town, you know, there's a lot of conservative people there, so all of the usual stuff, a lot of bullying in high school, but there's also like a small, because the small communities, when people like rally behind you, they really rally behind you because everyone kind of knows everyone. So I was kind of lucky, like I got into the musical theatre scene there and I did like lots of shows and stuff, and like the theatre crew in Timaru really like, you know, got behind me and supported me, and that, so that gave me some hope and was sort of the motivation that I needed to be like, I can do this. And then I was like, I'll be able to get out of here eventually.
Just on that though, but having just a couple of allies in a small town, what difference does that make?
It makes a huge, huge difference. It honestly is the difference between letting it get to you and feeling hopeless and having hope that, you know, there is people out there that are there for you, that support you. And yeah, they may not be many of them, but as long as there's some, that really makes a huge difference.
Now, you've spoken in the past about struggling with self-worth. How has drag helped you reclaim that confidence?
Yeah, it's interesting because, like, obviously the theatre scene in general and any kind of artistic, you know, career is very difficult. There's lots of setbacks, there's lots of no's, lots of rejection, lots of competition. So I think for me, like getting into the scene after I graduated, it was like kind of hard to get gigs and, you know, book any shows and things like that. So when I found Aubrey, like she just like kind of took off out of nowhere. I wasn't even really like, you know, expecting it. And so that kind of like solidified for me that, you know, like I am good at this, and that like drag was such a great outlet for me. It combined so many different things that I love about performing and makeup and all that kind of stuff. And so yeah, it just like came at the right time. And you know, when like things, when you're on the right track, you know how things just sort of line up and they just happen. And so like Drag Race happened and it was all happening very quickly, and yeah, without feeling like I was like like pushing up a hill like I was for a while there.
How did you know the name was right, Aubrey?
Yeah, the name is such a fun one. I actually had another name before Aubrey, which we're not going to reveal. If you know, you know. But she just wasn't quite right. But my partner at the time and I, he also does drag, we would often just like, you know, spitball like names back at each other to just be like, what have we got? What do we got? I'm pretty sure we were on the train, the Footscray line, and we were like, very, very important detail. I think we came up with like something that was like, Misbehave or something like that, or blah, blah, blah. And then eventually we came up with Aubrey Have, and it was just perfect for me because I mean, I grew up watching Austin Powers. anyway, which, I mean, don't know if that's a very appropriate movie to grow up with, but thanks, Mum. Thanks, Dad. It turned me into the drag queen I am today. And, like, I loved that anyway. I love, like, retro 60s, and I feel like my drag is very, like, nostalgic. Like, I try to do things that will, like, transport you to a different time or a different place because, like, that's what I love about drag. It's like you kind of get to escape reality for a little bit and it's larger than life. So, yeah, Aubrey Have. And, like, the name also kind of sounds kind of like, like, it's like, oh, yeah, it's very that. So
let's
it was, like,
be naughty.
It was perfect. Yeah, when I found it, I was like, that's it. That's it. I feel like it's honestly the name is probably part of the reason why I ended up getting the success that I did because people love that name. They love
and it. What I love, if you've had the success, you've still got time to come in for Joy's Radiothon.
Always.
How important are organizations like Joy?
The most important, honestly. Without things like this, we don't have a lot already. And so the things that we do have, it's really important to cherish them and support them because, yeah. Things are getting taken away from us left, right, and center at the moment, which is a bit scary. And so it is time to support and really, yeah, just get behind things like Joy FM. We love.
Now it's time for the rest of us to behave and get out of here because you're going to perform a live number for us. What are you performing and what does this song mean to you?
I am singing Pink Pony Club. Which is obviously Chapel Roan, a queer icon and, you know, also very vocal about, you know, the queer rights and things like that, which, you know, is, as I say, at the moment, unfortunately, with what's going on in the world, it's really important to speak up and we need our allies and we need our community to rally behind each other and just, you know, show everyone that we're not going anywhere. And this song, of course, is very much that. And it's just like an anthem. It's beautiful.
Here's Aubrey Have live at 5 on Joy Drive.
Awesome. Thank you. All right, this one's Pink Pony Club. I know you wanted me to stay, but I can't ignore the crazy visions of me in LA. I've heard that there's a special place where boys and girls can all be queens every single day. I'm having wicked dreams of leaving Tennessee. Oh, Santa Monica, I swear it's calling me. Or make my mama proud, it's gonna cause a scene. She sees her baby girl, I know she's gonna scream. God, what have you done? You're a pink pony girl, and you dance at the club, oh mama. I'm just having fun on the stage in my heels. It's where I belong, down at the Pink Pony Club. I'm gonna keep on dancing at the Pink Pony Club. I'm gonna keep on dancing down in West Hollywood. I'm gonna keep on dancing at the Pink Pony Club. Pink Pony Club. I'm up and jaws are on the floor. Lovers in the bathroom and a line outside the door. Black lights and a mirror disco ball. Every night's another reason why I left it all. And I think my wicked dreams, a year from Tennessee. Oh, Santa Monica, I swear it's calling me. Won't make my mama proud, it's gonna cause a scene. She sees her baby girl, I know she's gonna scream. God, what have you done? You're a pink pony girl, and you dance at the club, oh mama. Just having fun on the stage in my heels. It's where I belong, down at the Pink Pony Club. I'm gonna keep on dancing at the Pink Pony Club. I'm gonna keep on dancing down in West Hollywood. I'm gonna keep on dancing at the Pink Pony Club. Pink Pony Club. Don't think I've left you all behind. Still love you in Tennessee. You're always on my mind. Mama, every Saturday I can hear your southern drawl 1,000 miles away singing, God, what have you done? You're a pink pony girl and you dance at the club, oh mama. I'm just having fun on the stage in my heels. It's where I belong, down at the pink pony club. I'm gonna keep on dancing at the pink pony club. I'm gonna keep on dancing down to West Hollywood. I'm gonna keep on dancing at the pink pony club. Pink pony club. Pink pony club. I'm gonna keep on dancing at the pink pony club. I'm gonna keep on dancing down in West Hollywood. I'm gonna keep on dancing at the pink pony club. Pink pony club.
Aubrey, that was absolutely amazing. Pink Pony Club.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much for that gorgeous performance and for being so open and generous with your story as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
Aubrey Have, live at 5 here on Joy.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.